Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Sing along with me. Happy
you got the
birthday, dear.
Oh my God. Use like a pet name, like a cute pet name you have.
Katie Cat. Happy birthday to you.
I'm not going to acknowledge that.
I should have sang it like that.
Happy birthday, February 5th.
Happy birthday.
The big 33 waist.
We don't know. Wait, that's my good.
Is that good
age?
Or bad? Hips, good.
Hips, good. 33 hips?
No, that would be.
You guys have no idea what that means.
And we are happy to say, Katie, I thought this was fun. You know what other famous birthdays are on your birthday? Cristiano Ronaldo. February 5th. Ever heard of him?
Been to his birthplace.
And Neymar.
Something's up. Haven't been to his birthplace.
Are you not? You played soccer too, right?
I did.
That's why I was so good, actually. Carlos Tevez, also a soccer player. Hank Aaron.
Heard of him.
You know him.
Yeah, hit a lot of home runs.
The real deal. Without steroids. And Lauren Linney.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Ozarks girl.
Crackhead.
Love her.
The blonde one? The curly hair girl? Oh, no. The wife. Okay. Wow.
And
you share a birthday with anyone you know off the top of your head?
Yes, I do. Ooh, off the top of my head. I think Scorsese.
Which one? Martin?
Yes. Famous birthday is on November 17th. Sorry, Katie, it's about me again.
Yeah.
Julian the Apostate, Roman Emperor. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Jim Babjack, American guitarist and songwriter.
Man, we got a pretty weak list.
Dude, they're giving me this list is giving me something back to the 1600s. I just need
I just looked mine up. It's really bad. I got nobody.
Oh, no way. I've got Danny DeVito.
Okay.
Come on.
I got Tim McGraw.
Wow, okay.
When you get Tim McGraw, overthink. Soccer players, November 17th? Not Nani. If you knew him, I played with him in FIFA. All right, that's enough of that. Happy birthday, Katie.
Thank you.
This is live. We are currently on a plane back from Hawaii on her birthday.
Yep.
It's a point of contention, but wait until you see the birthday party I'm throwing you on that plane.
Oh.
We love you guys. Thanks for all the love and support. If there's ever time to join Patreon, do it now, because our Patreon episode today and last week is just a Katie and Trey episode from Hawaii, live, pre-recorded, mm-hmm. taped, yep. edited, and uploaded. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Love you guys. Have a great episode. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're coming from you live at Hawaii. On Hawaii, that's what they say. On Maui.
Yes.
I'm not on Katie, and that's okay, because my mental health is in check, and I love you, and you love me.
Uh-huh.
And guess what, guys? BetterHelp is here to help. We often hear about the red flags we should avoid. Katie has no red flags, thank God. She has a lot of green flags, I'll tell you that much. And if you're not sure what they look like, therapy can help you identify green flags and actively practice them in your relationships and embody the green flag energy yourself. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or just working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. I love therapy. It's helped me out a lot. I've told you all this, and I think it could help you as well. And if you're thinking of trying it, BetterHelp could be for you. It's fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists anytime at no additional cost.
Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/correct today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/correct.
Have you guys ever
you said celebrating on the plane. Have you guys ever been on a plane where the flight attendants like choose to celebrate like a bride or a birthday or something?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Nightmare.
Like I've seen them, they made like a girl a veil out of toilet paper and made her walk down the aisle.
I
hate that so much.
I'm all for people making their jobs a little fun, but
right.
When they're going, they're like run up and down, they're doing a stand-up bit on the mic.
Yeah. That's my least favorite.
They run up and down giving you jokes. You can tell they go through their like bits when they're ordering drinks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just COVID times. Hold up a one for Coke. Just not that middle finger for one or something. Like, mm-hmm.
The plane's gonna be down in about
open the door.
The plane. How about that? We should touch down in about 30 minutes. Hopefully, the wheels are the part that touch down.
Yeah.
Hopefully on purpose. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. That was a little bumpy. That wasn't my fault. It was the asphalt.
Nice.
All that good stuff. Yeah, they're singing happy birthday. Guys, everyone, announcement.
Turn the lights. Flash the lights. Have you seen the toilet paper veil before?
No. You've run some eclectic flights.
I've had some boring flights.
Like when me and my buddies went to Vegas, we flew together. And the did I tell this on the podcast? Lady came up, she goes, we're just getting some complaints.
It was you. You were the problem.
We were just having a conversation, which loudly. I think there should be some leeway. It's like, we're going to Vegas.
Flights have a certain threshold.
Any Vegas flight, I've been on has been definitely, everyone is drinking on it.
It's much rowdier. Dude, those flights to like Mexico are fun.
Or
flights to Hawaii are fun. Like everyone's going. It's not like I'm like, work trip. You know, it's like, we're all happy to be on this.
Yeah.
Okay. We got, look at her bow. The way I have that on is so dumb. I would do it way cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't believe I was chastised for that. Can you?
I didn't notice anything from the front, but the back looked wonky to me.
Okay. So we're just, you guys know this podcast. We just blab on and on. I thought it'd be fun to have a little direction here. And we're all from, you know, Katie's birthday made me think of all of our origin stories, if you will. Katie was born in Georgia. Her AIM name was Georgia Blondie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good. Yeah, we should go through
Jake's
all of ours.
From Missouri. Yours was Backwoods Mo-Boy.
Missouri Meth 15. No, it was Triple Play 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I play three sports. Yeah, one of them being baseball. Triple play. Thank you.
Yep. Triple play. Mine was Trey for the Pokes.
Yep.
That was my whole identity.
Copper Xterra.
Copper Xterra, orange bedroom. Favorite color, orange. Orange.
The THA? THE?
Number four. Yep. THE, though.
Okay. For the Pokes.
We're straightforward with that.
Derek, what was your username?
Derek Chap Daddy.
Chat Daddy?
Chap Daddy.
That's part of his last name. Chat Daddy.
He's chatting them girls up.
Derek the Chat Daddy.
Guys, Chat Daddy's online.
She almost jumped out of her seat. Chat Daddy?
We know a very different Derek.
Dude, Chap Daddy. All right. Got some confidence. Oh, were you? Dude, AIM was crazy. Y'all were all on that?
Oh, yeah. I was MSN, Instant Messenger. That was where my loyalty lied back in the day.
And could you chat with people on AOL Messenger?
Like, I don't remember. Maybe it was just a Stratford thing. It's like, no, we're all in on MSN, right, guys?
Wow, yeah, that is.
Yeah, me, Chat Daddy, we'll be there.
Some poor, you walk in on your daughter, 12-year-old daughter, you just message your friend, Chat Daddy. In the world? What?
Why does it say he's a family man?
Are you big on the AIM?
Yeah.
Oh, you come home from fourth grade? What, fifth, sixth grade?
I was going to say, mine was more like sixth grade.
Yeah, sorry,
like
sixth grade.
Time.
You go home from school. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. Get a snack and just.
How was school? Good.
NM, you? Sup? Oh.
Away message?
Lauren just got on. Sup?
Yeah.
NM, you?
Away message taken by Carly.
Yes. I love Brittany. It was like that. You put that in your thing.
Little asterisks and
less than three. Yep.
That was part of the, if you got a little girlfriend, a middle school boyfriend, you would put, I am taken by, I love this person. You just say you love them. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick.
Really confusing. Maybe I've said this before, but when I made the transition from, when I moved from Springfield to Stratford, Stratford, they had romance like I'd never seen before. Springfield, we weren't dating. We were just going to school, God forbid. Stratford, I get there the first day and everyone's like, oh, I'm going out with them. And it truly did, like, it blew me away. I was like, what, you're going out with them? Like, what does that mean? And your parents are taking you? And they're like, no, you don't go anywhere. We're just going out.
We just sit together at lunch.
Oh, it confused me for years. Yeah, I didn't have a chat daddy to take me under his wing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tell me how this thing works.
When they were like, even were you guys a Facebook town or a MySpace town? When they were both at the same level, because you go
Facebook.
Yeah.
You had to have been a...
We were MySpace town when they were like...
It's a small town. Were you MSN or AOL? AIM.
MSN.
Wow.
Okay, that is a weird small town. MSN.
We were definitely AOL. AOL, but MySpace. Nice blend there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember when Facebook started popping, you know, that was, again, it was like you just ran each other's wall. LOL, fun day today.
You would, I mean, it's still out there. Like, you can go see, like, we were having private conversations in public.
On the wall.
Yeah. Back in the day. I'm literally bummed. Hope to see you in Spanish tomorrow. Missed you not being there today. Hope you get feeling better. You know, just like weird stuff.
What about the drama of like the top eight on MySpace? Yes, yeah.
What a terrible idea.
What a horrible idea. I mean,
that's basic human nature. Don't make people compare their friends. Why did they do that?
I was a very low drama girl and I never had any issues, but
that was ruthless.
Still a bad idea.
Yeah. I wasn't on MySpace really. So I wasn't too worked up about it. Oh, yeah, I was one of these, like, I didn't have a cell phone. I don't need that.
He cool. Ultimately was way too cool for
I'm
school.
I'm so cool.
No
man,
MySpace, no prom,
that.
No just.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. Just Call of Duty Zombies.
Super annoying.
The MySpace heydays, Derek, see if you remember. 2005, 2006, I think were the big, like, we're all into MySpace. Nothing will top this. And it only had like a 2-year run, I feel like. And then Facebook took over.
Yeah. I had the custom background MySpace.
Always swapping out the songs. Yeah. T-Pain or Akon to go back and forth.
Yeah.
You could have a video on your profile.
I just didn't really do it. I was also kind of shy nerd, like.
Taught me how to code.
No confidence.
I remember just being.
No confidence. It went from being too cool to be like,
I don't deserve my own space.
I would get on AIM, but no one wanted to talk to me. So
this is kind of sad. Actually.
Didn't get a cell phone. I remember being.
So I would chat with actual chat daddies. It was. I had no one else to talk to. No, Facebook I was into. I was poppy. You get like, oh, she wrote on my wall, dude.
Yeah.
I'm bummed because, again, I got to college. I was like, Facebook, I'm over it. I deleted it. And it's like all those memories are gone. Sad.
MySpace username.
For my career.
It was what?
Nothing.
My MySpace username was Turd Ferguson.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to try to log in
You're
right
funny
now.
Funny guy, man.
Why was it not your name?
I was really,
that's way funnier.
Yeah. Back in the day, I was obsessed with SNL, like the best of SNL, Will Ferrell, Chris Farley. And it was some character on there. He said his name was Turd Ferguson. And I was like, that's the funniest thing ever. I've never heard of anything that funny before.
Dude, Turd Ferguson. It's funny stuff.
I've never tried to log into my MySpace before. Let's see.
So
it does it. Can you...
I'm trying to see if I can still find
it. I wouldn't have had an email back then, so it's got to be username.
I had a Zanga.
Dang it.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Zanga.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
seventh grade.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see it.
How do you log back in?
And then Elon deleted Vine, which is a bummer. Like, they had it archived. He was like, nope. So I wonder if TikTok... We've been a couple weeks. We're recording this early. If that'll just... Archives or nothing. Sad. But all that to say, we were talking about, let me know if you find Turd Ferguson, but our origin stories, where we're from. Katie's from Georgia, and I'm from Oklahoma. And like we said, Jake and I are both on our town's Wikipedia pages, not to brag.
Let's double check. Mine's still up there.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you're doing.
Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm playing my high school's fundraiser show. I think my mom, I was like, I'll play a regular show. Mom was like, yeah, we'll be there excited. But this one, she's like, it's the most excited she's ever been in her life. She's already got a babysitter for us. It's 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, very like, nice. Katie's like, yes, I get to go to another one of Trey's shows.
Yes.
And it should be fun. I did do a little research, like who, I'm a little bummed. I looked through the staff, like, website page.
Oh, no one's still there.
No, it is wild. This shows how old we are. I noticed a couple names of like my classmates, like teachers there now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just told my age on the podcast.
So yeah.
None of them are still there. Oh, I was
not
really
a single.
Like one or two. And I was really hoping to get us a good bunch of them there and be like, ha ha. Because, you know, they didn't like me.
Oh.
That's mature, right?
Yeah, that's super mature. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bad news. Looks like the Wikipedia editors have taken me off the Stratford Wikipedia page. It was a matter of time.
Someone put them back. Rectis put them back.
Yeah, and put it back like stronger. I did learn this. And according to Ripley's Believe It or Not, Stratford is the only town in the United States. Anyone want to fill in the blank? What's coming?
With where a black guy's never been there.
Stratford is the only town in the United States with two main streets and no back alleys. No black... No back alleys. You were close. You were close. No, that's a weird fun fact. I get it. There's not another town that has that. All right, cool.
What's a back alley?
I don't know. I figure a lot of towns.
Every town has a back alley. We go do one of these back alley jobs.
Yeah. Interesting.
There you go. Hi. So history of Oklahoma, you know, this is kind of sad because we all know the famous, like, Tulsa race riots or the Tulsa massacre thing of I don't know what it's called. Cause they didn't teach me the Black Wall Street that was being formed in Tulsa. They got pillaged. They truly never told us about that. I learned that in 2020 when the rest of the country
pretty
did.
That
is wild.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
Is that what whitewashing is?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's interesting to like. Yeah, it's like actually happening.
Yeah, yeah. But history of Oklahoma.
Who are your most famous people that Oklahoma's loved to claim?
All time.
Yeah,
Jim Thorpe.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Big time.
Uh-huh.
I read about 20% of his biography.
Cool.
That's what I do with biographies. I like learning, but it's too much. Does anyone? Can we do biographies less? Like, they give you every detail. He's like 9 years old. I was like, just give me the... But Jim Thorpe, Native American, you know, got sent to all the boarding schools, this or that. They're like, well, this guy's good at football. This guy's really good at everything. And he was a big Olympian and football star. Freak athlete.
Bit of a triple play man himself.
Mm-hmm. Jim Thorpe. Will Rogers.
Oh, yeah. I remember... We have talked about this before because I was making fun of you because I had no idea who that was.
Right.
But the airports named after him.
Never met a man he didn't like. That's his quote, which is, as I grow older, just he lied. Do you believe him?
I mean, how old is he? Because there might have been a whole people group he didn't like.
Was he gay?
Or yeah, it could have been gay.
Never thought of it. This was 30s or something.
Okay.
He was just people liked him. I don't know why he's an airport after him.
Missouri and Oklahoma, is it true we both kind of share Brad Pitt?
People love to trade. Springfield, Missouri loves to claim Brad Pitt.
Yeah, we do.
Was he born there?
I think just high school.
He was there for like 3 years.
That's where he learned how to act. I mean, if you consider that important, high school drama, Parkview High, go Vikings.
People like to snag onto. Well, he went to the University of Missouri.
Ever heard of it?
Did he graduate? Or was it one of those? He was born in Oklahoma, and then he spent a lot of time in Missouri. So we're kind of, hey, look at us.
Share
him. Cool.
Joint custody.
It's cool, right? He's born in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and the family soon moved to Springfield.
Soon. They couldn't wait to get out of there.
And he was raised Southern Baptist.
That's super shocking.
And later oscillated between agnosticism and atheism.
Oscillated?
Really?
Come home, Brad. Come home.
Come on.
I think his parents still do a Christian charity out in Springfield.
Hey, well, good for them.
He went to Kickapoo High School. Are you familiar?
Okay, yeah.
The Chiefs.
Yep.
Okay, so he really did grow up in Missouri.
Their colors are yellow and brown. It's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah, that's tough.
That
it's gross. It's like an old banana and a fresh banana.
2 weeks short of completing his degree, he left Missouri and moved to LA.
Oh, he's going to regret that.
2 weeks? I mean, obviously he's not going to regret it. But that is just like, why not just...
Must have had a big opportunity.
He must have.
I remember hearing some story about Brad Pitt that I think he was originally being cast as a, as like these cowboy characters because he like had a cowboy look to him or something like that.
We got a lot of the country stars.
Oh, yeah.
Garth Brooks.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood. What's his name? He's on The Voice. He's married to Dan Stefani.
Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton.
Good job.
Kristen Chenoweth. We have Dr. Phil. A lot of people. Chuck Norris. Ever heard of him?
Chuck Norris.
Blake Griffin.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, James Marsden.
Oh, I like him. I think Missouri, we don't have much, but we're top heavy.
Yeah.
We got Harry Truman. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Ever heard of it?
Heard of it.
Yeah. So was he. Born and raised. Mark Twain. Pretty cool.
I mean, that's tough. Garth Brooks is probably our top. Mark Twain, he's...
Wait to hear who's third.
Mark Twain more famous than Garth Brooks?
Good question.
Yeah, here's the Oklahoman, most famous Oklahomans, our newspaper. Do you think I'm in it?
No.
How close am I? Because they gave a...
Top 100.
Toby Keith. Oh, that's another one.
Jeez,
Bill Hader.
So much country.
They put Alfre Woodard.
Oh, yeah.
Big actress. You'd recognize her.
Okay.
Ron Howard.
You guys do have a lot. A lot in the arts.
He's the director.
Yeah.
I think I'm Mickey Mantle.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a pretty good list. Charlie Wilson, R&B singer. Yeah, top 100?
You might be top 100.
I think you should print that. I think people would enjoy it. The top 100 most famous Oklahomans. And I'd be 97?
It'd be pretty cool, though. Missouri's also got George Washington Carver. You're welcome for peanut butter.
Oh, my goodness. I know the peanut butter guy.
Yep. Big time.
Dude, he's just like, I got these peanuts. Let's just mash them down and see what happens.
That's what he did. Direct quote from his, from his memoir. I got all these peanuts. Let's mash them down.
Why not?
Yeah. You know, this was probably like drilled into my head when I was in fourth grade. Wait, I don't really remember that much. George Washington Carver. He's got the big monument in Washington.
Like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
George Washington Carver.
Are you saving the biggest one for the end, or I don't want to step on you?
Well, I don't think... I was just reading this. He wasn't born there.
He was born in Iowa.
Born in Illinois, I think.
Oh.
But Walt Disney, also somewhat a Missourian.
Is that the big one you're talking about?
No, I thought George Washington Carver was born in Iowa or something like
that. Oh, I thought you were talking about Diz.
But I was talking about Walt Diz. Didn't want to step on you there. But.
Oh, where was Disney born?
Disney was born in Illinois. George Washington Carver was born in Missouri.
Okay.
He's like one, like we really claim him. Like he was
contrary to popular belief, George Washington Carver did not invent peanut butter.
Oh.
You know, Iowa State tries to claim him for something. So I don't know if he went to school there.
He was one of the greatest inventors in American history, discovering over 300 uses for peanuts.
And you're telling me... That's his own fault. If peanut butter doesn't crack the top 300,
well,
what else was he doing?
Wait, that's so funny that inventors back then were just like, what if peanuts were used this way? That was an inventor.
Yeah.
He figured out how to use, include them in chili sauce, shampoo, shaving cream, glue. Yep. He's a pioneer in the agricultural world. And many refer to him as the father of the peanut.
But no peanut butter. Now, there's a fun fact.
He also he made the peanuts more popular and made it a staple in the diet. The earliest reference to peanut butter can be traced back to the ancient Incas and the Aztecs who ground roasted peanuts into a paste. However, modern peanut butter can be credited to at least three inventors.
All right.
Well, so
not all he's cracked up to be then. Yep. Katie, who you got in Georgia?
He helped establish peanut butter as a nutritious staple it is today. Dude, can you imagine being an Inca and you're just out in the woods? You're like, I don't know what's going on. You're like, oh, these things are interesting. And someone was like, I might as well, let's make a paste. Maybe it can help us keep these sticks together. And someone goes, I don't want to sound crazy.
Why don't we slap this on a wolf?
I'm going to eat this glue. Slap this on a what?
Slap this on a wolf and maybe get a little extra protein, maybe. I don't know.
And then they were just like, someone taste this glue.
Whoa, it's stuck to the roof of my mouth, but I like it.
Yeah. Dude, they really probably, as they're eating, they're like, this is glue, so we shouldn't, but doesn't this glue taste good?
It's and they sticky. Had
the, because there's always that kid in kindergarten eating the glue, and maybe he was onto something, like, yeah, dude, it makes your tongue sticky, but you should try it.
Yeah, it livens up that carcass. A little easier to get down.
Famous Oklahoma. So, let me give you pre-colonial and early indigenous history. Does that sound like it's going to fire you up?
Yeah. Let's get into this.
Evidence shows that people have lived in Oklahoma for thousands of years. Diverse tribal nations, including the Caddo, Wichita, and Plains Apache, lived here, but way before European contact. Spanish explorers, such as Coronado, in the mid-16th century, traversed parts of what is now Oklahoma, followed by French explorers and traders who included the area in the vast Louisiana Territory.
Katie's been checked out for 5 minutes. I mean, I think we gotta...
Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying.
What are you doing on your phone? Because you were holding up to me like this.
I'm looking up at famous people from Georgia, which I'm going to go ahead and say because I'm going to have to
please,
exit.
Oh, please, chime
in. I'm going to have to exit because of her for a second. But from Noonan, from where I'm actually from,
okay.
Not just like the whole state.
Not just the state, the town.
Just yeah. Noonan, which is how big?
I don't know.
Okay, real talk.
You're saying your hometown is?
No, I'm a big on that. I'm big on that. I don't know. Tell me, Derek, Rectis, tell me you don't do this. Every town I ever go to, I go, what's the population?
I'm so curious. Yeah.
And I think that's a normal, some of these people where I'll meet people and they're from a town. I'm like, and how big is it? And they're like, I have no idea.
The population of Noonan in 2020, so which is, it's much bigger than it used to be, is 42,000.
Great.
Oh, wow. So growing up, much bigger. So you were growing up in a pretty small town, 20,000?
Yeah.
Walmart, when you grew up?
It was built while I was.
All right. Yeah, wow. You're going to come up.
But Alan Jackson. From
whoa.
Noonan.
Just from Noonan?
Yeah. And so is, what's his name? Calvin Johnson?
The
football player?
Oh.
Lions, like the best receiver of all time.
He's maybe the best wide receiver ever to play. Yep.
Cool. What in the world?
That's just from my town. But from Georgia, RIP, Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Wow.
And who else was I looking at? Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is...
Ray Charles.
Oh, from Georgia as a whole.
Kanye West.
Wow. Yeah.
T.I. Ryan Seacrest.
Ludacris.
T.I., of course.
Usher.
So we got a good, pretty good list.
Just from your hometown alone. That's pretty sweet.
From that small...
From my hometown? Blake Griffin. Matt Hoffman.
Yeah. Skydived with him.
Kelly Gregg.
Don't know her.
I didn't know how big he played with the Chiefs, apparently.
Kelly Gregg. I saw on this list. Two first names.
Shannon Miller. Dude, no, it's so funny. Shannon Miller.
Downhill skier.
Do you know who that is?
NBC right. Reporter.
I'm maybe a little before. Yeah. Come back if you can.
All right.
You see on the Patreon too. Feed the daughter. And Rectis, we have a child care on the way to never deal with this again. You'll never see your daughter again.
If you get bored up there, start polishing that car or something.
Oh, yeah. Remember, go upstairs. The basement's kind of my thing. I'm joking. It was maybe a little more hard time, but Shannon Miller for quite some time is the most decorated Olympian, U.S. Olympian ever.
Okay, I said downhill skier, kind of joking, but I was like, something about it sounds Olympic.
So she was a big, big deal. You know, like you picture Shawn Johnson or whatever, like the person for a handful of years. And so she's from Edmond. My sister, it's a funny story. So I'm playing my hometown high school's like charity gig. And it's great. It's going well. I think it's going to sell out. And I guess when my sister was there, she was like, we should do something with Shannon Miller.
Got
it. And this is, you know, so she puts together a whole thing and da-da-da. And, you know, she's young and naive and, you know, so many people are naive. Like, we know what it's like to move tickets these days. Like, you gotta. And so, as you can imagine, I guess the whole thing gets put together and like six people come.
Oh.
And Shannon Miller's like pissed.
No way.
It's a disaster. Yeah.
Oh. How long ago was this?
10 years. I mean, when we were high school, 2012.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's kind of like name someone who was mega famous 25 years ago. Be like, can we sell 1,000 tickets for her to speak? You're like, no.
That's going to be tough. What are they going to talk about? That's too bad.
Bill Self.
Yeah.
You got a lot, dude. They put Russell Westbrook on here. That's not a lie.
Do you
they try to sneak him on there. Trey Kennedy, internet comedian and musician. Dude, it's so funny. I did some gigs to promote the special, and she's like, Trey Kinney, entertainer, comedian, content creator, actor. I'm just like,
IMDb.
You see stuff, everyone's like actor, musician, and comedian. It's like, no, those aren't true, but whatever. Motivational speaker. I'll never forget doing the thing for the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, guys, stick around. Motivational speaker Trey's here. Like, I was like, I guess I got to tone down the funny. And
they're expecting motivation.
So I went, they didn't like, I went a little too Andrew Tate with it. Yeah. I didn't know what else to do.
And was it well received?
No.
Not even people, in Oklahoma, in Memphis.
No. It was bad because there's a lot of gals there. And I was like, you guys, if I wanted to outside the parking lot, you could do nothing to defend yourself. And that's why you need a man in your life.
Uh-huh. You grab one of the cheerleaders as an example.
Yeah. So watch this. And then this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mele Kalukamaka is the place for me. Oh. Green flags everywhere in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
It's been good for my mental health. Green flag on the beach. Green flag right here on my girl.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a great time.
We are.
And I tell you what, red flags, though, those pop-up relationships. How do you identify those? How do you see what they are? Are you finding them in your friends, your partners? You don't want those. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, whatever, you got to check those out. And therapy can help you figure out some of that in your life. I've done therapy. It's helped me a lot. I think it'd help you too. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, try BetterHelp. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost.
So discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/crack to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/correct.
Speaking of you being an actor, though, any updates? I think you said while you're in Hawaii, you want to get a lot done. But with the movie, Rachel's very excited about the movie.
Hallmark movie?
Yeah, the Hallmark movie.
Oh, thank you.
Rachel's pumped.
That's so as I speak now, as you're listening to it now, it's written. I'm speaking from the past into the future.
Yep.
But I will be written, it'll be done, and we're going to shoot it. This is how movies work, y'all. Okay? You're the Christmas movies you enjoy every December from Hallmark, they shoot those in January, February, March, April.
What?
So we're going to get after it in live March, stream. So it's not clearly way too warm yet.
Okay.
And so we got to put all the pieces together, but I'm excited.
You got a crew?
Family man's going to be our, you know, me and him are going to team this thing up. So he's got all the tech side.
We got a Gantt chart going on.
Yeah, dude.
Gantt chart?
You know, gout chart.
Gout chart. Got it. Yep.
That's industry term.
Green is bad. Yellow, put some powder on it.
Right. You want to keep the machine
oiled
and lubed up,
yeah,
but not too moist.
Yeah. Not too gouty.
Well, okay, he's gout going chart. From that angle. I'm going to get the talent, get the creative. I'll hit you up. I'm sure
Cherry Pie 5K.
There'll be a spot in there if you want to come through.
Oh yeah.
And well, I don't know. I've thought very little about the rollout of it when the time comes. We'll see how I'm feeling about it. If it's just like, let's just post it. Or if we'll do some kind of paid to watch thing to recoup some of the investment or just put it out there or do something more creative with it.
That'd be kind of nice. It might kind of depend on how it ends up turning out. How proud are you of it? Do you want to, you feel good about charging people for this?
Exactly.
You know, you want to ring up Hulu again, see if they're interested.
Oh, Hulu.
Hulu.
Then the first land run in Oklahoma was in 1889.
The first what? Land run?
Have you heard of the land run?
Is that like one of those mutters?
We were, but worse.
Okay.
It's like if you don't finish, you're homeless.
Okay.
This was beat with us. We learned this hard. Okay. And then, so when I tell people about it, I'm shocked. Like, no one knows.
This was your George Washington Carver.
Yes.
Yeah.
The land run, late 1800s, where the government was like, all right, we got this land that's not really anything yet. It's not a state. So I guess just to have people claim it, we're just going to do an event. So on this day, at this time, when we say go or shoot a gun, and you guys just start running and like claim your land.
Hold on. All right.
So, is that fascinating? So you've never heard of this?
The University of Oklahoma's mascot, you never connected?
What is it? Boomer Sooner? Like the wagons?
The Sooners were like the snarky nickname for those people who were cheating and would like sneak out early, sooner than they
should. You got to regulate your land runs. So who? So the government, was this 1800s, late 1800s? The government.
The federal government. It was like, because it's this kind of like Native American land that, as you know, as the white people wanted all of the land, they started moving to the least desirable land, which was Oklahoma. And then they're like, hey, there's opportunity here. And the government's like, you tell you what, we'll just, you know, on April the 22nd, go. And go get it.
And so how did you claim it? And like, what? How do you start throwing up property lines?
I don't know if it's as simple as this, but we like did it in fourth grade where we had this big field behind the school. And they're like, go. And you just sprint out and you had like your stake with like twine. And you'd go as like a group and you dress as like frontiers and be like, this is our land.
Like, what'd you get? Yeah. I got Choctaw. Mm-hmm. I got Wichita. Let's kill them. It was very realistic.
It was bad. There's a couple kids. And they really wanted it to be realistic. So they, a couple of the kids, they would be like, you got to hide.
Yeah. They're sorry.
It was bad.
They claimed it. So, all right. That's cool. And so that's why just like the Oklahoma Sooners have that.
Does Boomer,
mascot?
Does
that, that's why the mascot, anything? They come out in like a wagon with a horse. We're going to get our land.
Does Boomer mean anything or not? Is it just rhyming? With
I think it's just rhyming.
Okay.
No, I don't think it means
anything. Pretty cool. Did other states do this? Like,
no.
They just sold it like normal.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, like, let's do a race.
So by the turn of the 20th century, Oklahoma Territory and Indian Territory were administered separately. Many tribes were still continuing for rights and autonomy, but they kept being pressured to form like an actual state in the 1907. So 15, 20 years later, Oklahoma was admitted to the Union as the 46th state. And this, it combined the Oklahoma Territory and the remaining Indian territories.
Okay. How's Oklahoma doing now? We have any tension among the Native Americans and the government or anything? How are the casinos doing?
You know, I guess they're all not that I know of.
Okay.
Wasn't there something where Native Americans, they found something where they may not have to pay taxes at all?
Oh,
like it was something.
Jackpot.
I mean, I know it varies, but certain tribes, I mean, some of them are, sorry, was that your foot?
A little bit.
Some of them are, they do nothing and just get a bunch of money.
Wow.
So that's cool.
I'm sure you've seen the memes where a map will just circle the panhandle and it'll just be like, what happens here? I think.
Oh, dude, the panhandle. I've driven through it.
A lot of people are curious out there. There's go look at a map.
One town with 10,000 people, but otherwise, I mean, it's just land.
Land run. Go claim it.
What? Well, we just drove through there on a road trip, stopped at like, we're young, dumb college kids driving out to a ski trip out in New Mexico. Stop in Guymon in the Panhandle. Went to Mr. Burger. I swear, one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Guymon.
We keep driving, and it's one of those drives that gets spooky because you're like, when will we see anything? Because we need to stop, and we stopped in this place, and my buddy was like, I need an ATM, and he walked into this, dude, what was it? It was am I making up this town name? I'm trying to think. No, that's not it. He walks into this tiny establishment, kind of like a bar restaurant thing. He's like, do you have an ATM? He said, everyone just laughed.
Really?
It's like six people. And we're like, I think an entire town just laughed at you. How embarrassing. It's insanely nothing.
Mr. Burger was solid, though.
Dude, good. If you ever find yourself in Guymon, Oklahoma, in the Panhandle, you got to get Mr. Burger.
Guymon.
Shout out Mr. Burger. Yes, man. So that's probably the funnest fact about Oklahoma. The land run's kind of interesting. And then no one knows anything about us until, the Tulsa race riot. That's noted. That was in the 20s. And then the bombing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like growing up thinking of Oklahoma, is that all you thought of? That's what I feel like.
People probably. Like,
yeah, that's the place that got bombed.
Yeah, that was the bomb site. No NBA team at that point. So yeah, that was pretty much it.
But it's growing, man. It's a fun place now.
It's got a cool downtown.
It always was, but
that burger looks awesome.
Yes, dude.
Oh my god,
dude! I'm telling you, look at the branding.
Their website's great.
It really is,
dude. This is in the Panhandle.
Do they have multiple locations though? Where else are they?
Wait, hold on. Go back up. Like even in their Maybe it was one of the slideshow photos. Oh, but like, dude. It was funny.
Oh, their cherry limeades were crazy. I remember.
That looks awesome.
Oh, it's like, so good. I remember we drove on the way out. We drove. I remember on the way back, we're like, we can't wait to get Mr. Burger. Wait, where are they?
Guyman and say Hooker.
They're in Hooker and Guyman.
Are they both in the Panhandle?
If you ever find yourself in Hooker.
Closed on Sundays. Good for them. Oh, they're right there.
Both in the Panhandle.
Oh, they dominate the Panhandle.
Dude, you're right. Their website is beautiful. Yeah. They're running it right out there.
I mean,
find me a place that serves a smaller town that has that good of a website.
Even just the photography.
Professional photos.
Well lit. I love the
light. I really hope we got a
right. They got a newsletter?
This is wild.
It's called a paper route. They make a guy do it on a bike.
I hope we got fans out in the Panhandle. You just know that we're showing you love, Mr. Burger. And
I'm making a stop.
You know,
here.
There's a 99% chance I'm never in that town ever again. But if I am, you know where I'm going.
Man, good for them.
I drive home to see my parents. I'm like, we're going to take a 6-hour detour. Is that cool? Rick,
I'm heading up to Guyman. You guys need anything?
I tell my agents, do you ever book a show in Guyman? They're like, absolutely not.
I think
sell 50 tickets. What about Hooker? Can you book me a Hooker?
Is there a club in Hooker?
Oh wow, I got hungry. Oh, it's dude, I've been healthy. We're talking about getting shredded. How's it going?
Well, this is
talk like you're in the future and you're doing good.
I was gonna say, so far the last 3 weeks, it's been going good.
I've had a healthy week, man.
Yeah?
Yep.
In Hawaii you did? Or where are we at in the timeline now?
we're at where I'm at right now.
Okay, gotcha.
But I am committed to Hawaii too, and I'm fired up. I think this is a little bit of a myth. Like people go to Hawaii, like you got to, the fruit. And it's like, I've been there before and you're like, if blind taste test, it's kind of like, maybe you get a good fruit here and there that seems fresher, but it's kind of.
I think it's scenery based. Hot chocolate will taste better when it's cold out and fruit will taste better if there's palm trees.
But I am excited for the abundance of fruit I'll be offered and I'm going to take advantage.
It's very accessible.
That's the best thing that's being a dad's done for me is getting back into fruit.
Fruit's not too bad at all. Rachel and I share an orange almost every night.
Wow, that's cute.
It's great. It's a fun little habit.
Who peels?
She peels.
Oh, that's why you do it. Peeling it's tough.
Well, it works out great. It's one of the only things I've seen in her life that she's high maintenance about. She really likes to get all the you ever see a newborn? Kind of that newborn crust.
The cheesy crust.
Off the orange.
Will she use a knife or she's straight? She's just peeling this apart.
It's like she's
a monkey.
About to go into surgery. She takes her rings off. Or it's like she's about to like.
And a full navel orange? Or are we talking cutie?
Big old Iowa orange.
Oh.
Just bought it at Costco in Iowa.
Yeah, right.
But big old orange. And she'll like, peel it with her fingers.
It's about corn the more we talk about it. You know, it's yellow. They say it's orange, but they're really yellow.
I'm colorblind, so I could be saying this wrong, but
yeah.
No, so she was like, I'll peel it because she likes to get every little thing off the side. I'm like, you can just give it to me all wispy and gross. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'll eat it. So she peels most of the time.
So I'm going to, no, I've been healthy. We got a date night tonight. I'm very excited. We haven't done that in a long time.
Where are you going?
Red Door.
Oh, I like Red Door.
We're such parents now because, we're also, again, she's not. We're still finding the right people, but she's still kind of, it's also a reality of, she still wants to be with the baby.
Yeah.
Still a little young. Katie's very, it's also kind of easier.
For
whatever.
New babysitter tonight.
She would leave the baby with a real professional nanny, but this was kind of last minute. So we have a sitter to be with Thomas.
Okay.
But we're taking the baby. So we needed, that limits you. You can't go to like a certain restaurant. Like there's babies right here.
Yeah.
Red, I love that spot. I'm going to get a nice cold beer and then maybe a burger.
Okay.
That's the vibe tonight.
Okay.
Been healthy.
Yep.
Treating myself.
I learned recently that I think creatine is found in like meat like that. Is that right?
Creatine, I got off it a while back because I heard it could cause hair loss. That freaked me out, because that's.
And the stones.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I remember the stones.
I think in rare cases.
But apparently it's really good for you. It's also a thing where creatine is, you have to take it every day.
Okay. Or else hair falls out.
I think to truly be effective, it's like a daily supplement. Okay. And I've never been able to do anything daily ever.
Okay.
So I, for all those reasons, I'm out. I used to be like
hair loss crazy. And the kidney stones yeah. and just having to do it alone. Yeah, yeah no thanks.
Nope. but not being healthy, man, it's been good. I'm fired up. I'm ready.
Who's your friend doing high ropes?
The high ropes course?
High rocks?
Oh, we're grinding. We're,
how's he doing? Oh, four of you. Are they keeping
we're
up?
Yeah, we're good? Doing our... Dude, we're fired up. We're starting to do Hyrax workouts on our weekly garage morning workouts. Okay. And now we got guys saying, hey, what's up this to twice a week? And we're doing some grueling stuff in there. I'm still sore. Kilometer run. Then you do a bunch of weighted squats, weighted lunges, burpees. Do it again.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Good for you guys.
It's fun.
I just thought of something. Your phone lit up and I thought you were getting a call. I just remembered. I mean, how long ago was this now? But... remember when I almost sold my house on the podcast? Was that Patreon or that might have been Patreon?
It might have been.
I don't know if I would have answered my phone.
Long story short, yeah, we were on the phone with the spam guy for a long, long time. You sold your house for 200K more than you bought it for.
Yeah.
It was a great deal.
It was really awesome.
Where did we go?
So I told him I would talk to him the next day. We weren't recording the next day, but boy, did he follow up. This guy has been calling and calling and calling. I forgot about it until just now. I'm going to try calling him.
Let's try.
And just see if, so where we left off, I was
going to leave him a note. You know, think of a good excuse of why you've been away.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What was his name again?
What was his name? Dave?
You're Jack, right?
Oh, yeah, and I'm Dave Jack. Jack. Yeah. I mean, not how you land the sale.
Maybe he's... you think a realtor would be more available, yeah.
Like I can't. I look forward to his outgoing voicemail message.
The person at extension 5 is on the phone.
Hello? Or maybe this isn't... Hey, this is Jack. I think you're your voicemail. Sorry I haven't been able to respond the last 2 days. I was in the shower. But would love to talk about you buying my house. Call me back. In the next 20-ish minutes. Thanks. Now we wait. Bait now has been set.
We wait.
Is that a good excuse, you think? You think we'll buy that?
Yeah, no, I think that's always a good excuse.
You get it. Did you get good responses to your Instagram story about... because I saw you put up a poll. Like, guys, you take a little long time in the bathroom.
Oh, big support.
Yeah,
oh,
I was with you.
Either like, yes, my husband does that, or yeah, the bro... it's our time.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, that's what we do, man.
It's called a throne for a reason. And mm-hmm. I the shower, similar. Nice in there.
Oh, this is funny. January, again, we're speaking in reverse, but we're when we promoted my special, there was a big debate because like, hey, what's posted on Monday, January 20th?
Okay.
And we're like, someone was like, well, it's a holiday, so let's not. We're like, I was like, you know, MLK Day, like, you know, I'm really proud of MLK, but it's not Christmas Day, you know? Like, is that a thing where people are like, I'm not reading or looking at anything?
I don't consume digital content on MLK
Day. But it also
Day.
Is Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
But we were on a call with the PR people like, oh, the inauguration, that's like a lot of news. Let's just wait till the next day.
Okay.
And then MLK Day, and the person's like, well, it's President's Day, not MLK Day. And then I felt... racist, right? Because I was like, oh my god, I don't even know when it is.
Yeah,
it's just email. She's like, guys, I'm sorry, for the record, you're totally right, David, probably says MLK. So now I feel better, because I was like, MLK Day, because I was also kind of like, I mean, listen, between us, MLK, but you know, we're all white on the call, right? MLK, I know a lot of guys not even on, they don't even get off work that day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
MLK is the man, though. I remember learning about him. They taught us a lot about him.
Yeah.
You know, they kept out some of the more brutal stuff, but he was cool to learn about. I have a dream speech. You ever heard of that?
I have, yeah.
It's a good one.
I've heard of that one.
Also, the new emails now, you get in this where they're like, you got an email, AI will summarize it for you.
AI is summarizing a lot in my life lately. It doesn't have the text
who
down.
Is this helping anyone?
No, the summaries are not.
You've got to read your emails. it's so annoying. Some of what the AI they're jamming down our throats, especially as like social guys. They're like, here, comment back. AI suggested this. It's just a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, YouTubers everywhere are like, thank goodness. I can fake interact with my fans now with a comment that does, it's obviously not me.
Just so generic, it makes no sense. Do you guys have iOS 18? If you get like triple texted, AI will like summarize someone's text from you. You guys see that?
Oh, that's new.
It does
not at all.
It does a really funny job because it's not good AI. And so it'll just take bits and pieces of stuff and it'll summarize like, Trey, you could have texted me about, hey, I'm trying to line up some shoot days for mood swings, trying to go on the course. Can we shoot here? I get back to my phone. It'll say, Trey wants to shoot Derek. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I do have to click on this. It's good clickbait.
We based on AI, we've suggested that Trey not attempt this. Derek owns mini guns. Trey just wants to shoot Derek. Yeah, it's so annoying. Speaking of technology, I had a nightmare last night where it was just kind of a rush, this and that. I was like, you know what? Let's Grubhub dinner. Katie's like, I got it. So she orders whatever. Great. It should come in the perfect time. And this guy is out. He's driving away from us, you know. And okay. Grubhub, they used to give you their number, like their personal. I'm just calling them up. Hey, where you at? Now it's like, if you are a customer, press 2. He cannot be reached. You're messaging him nothing.
Para Espanol? Número dos.
He's doing donuts up here. And so now you're like, because this happens rarely, but like, I think this guy just, he's at home enjoying our meal, right?
Jeez.
Like, oh my gosh, you got kids. Like, we got to get food and get the schedule moving. So like, all right, this is totally down the street. Let's just do it quick. I'll run over there. I was like, you know what? I'll do the app. That's easy. So I get through to order. It's like, boom, it'll be ready in 30 minutes. Like, what? Chipotle.
I'm in America.
Surely that's wrong. So I up to Chipotle. It's the busiest Chipotle on the planet. Oh, no. I walk up and she looks. She's like, oh, yeah, yours is going to be ready. 7:10 is what the app said. Maybe 7:20. So I'm like, all right, we usually eat at like 6. You know, this kid's in bed by 7-ish. So now we got a problem. Now the grandpa, I look, he's coming towards us. So I don't know what he did.
He's done with his donuts.
But he delivered it like it took him an hour and a half. We finally get it. Chipotle. And now I'm like, cancel Chipotle. Mm-hmm. And they go, you know, this lady says, we canceled. I sent out an email that said refunded. But then another one's like, order plate. It was still there. I'm getting blown up. Your food's ready. I'm like, did I pay for it? Did I not? This is an hour of my life. That's what kills me about the technology. When you have to, you know, I'm on Grubhub support, Chipotle support, trying to get food. I mean, just the simplified ordering food took an hour of my life.
Yeah.
Gone. I did nothing but talk to robots. It's awful.
There are certain things like that where like, this is not cutting corners in any way, shape, or fashion. No. How have we not figured it out? You know, my least favorite piece of modern technology, it's like a software issue. You're on your phone, you're on some website, and you click a link. Let's say you're on Twitter, for example, and you click a link for Instagram, and it'll say, do you want to open an Instagram? And then you click open and then it takes you to the app store.
Yes. Yep.
Have you guys experienced this? Yeah. You know, it's like how it's installed on my phone. Figure it out. I mean, this has been going on for 5 years. It'll take you to the app store. Would you like to open in Reddit? Oh, sure. That would be convenient. Well, here's the app store. No, I have it. It's on my homepage. Figure it out.
That's bad.
I don't need the app store. That's a really bad one.
Let's see what Meta AI is up to.
Derek, while he does this, I have fun little exercise. Derek, text me and Trey in a group chat and just just say a bunch of random stuff and I want to see how AI summarizes it for me.
Let's see. There's no way anyone's using this. You know they've got to be on the back end, like Meta AI. Who's messaging them?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we'd get more
use. Think of me like an assistant who's here to help you learn, play, and connect. What can I help you with today? What do I say? How do I get in touch with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
You're going to help me. It should be more stern as a robot. Get me in touch with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you have a wine brand. You're trying to
get... Get me in touch with Kim Kardashian.
Could be a spokesperson.
I want her to be an ambassador for Basic Cellars Wine. Which is, you know, this is all true. If they're really going to help me. The typing. You know, AI.
They're fake typing.
That's one thing
typing.
I haven't figured out, how to get them to type faster. Meta AI with Llama 3.2. Did they just left me on red?
All it said was...
Typing went away. I'm back in high school or something.
Where's the chat, Daddy, when you
hello?
Need
hello? Wait, what did...
Meta.
Yeah, it says, hello, is something I can help you with. Yeah, read my message. Get me in touch with Kim Kardashian. That's an interesting request. Well, I don't have direct contact information for Kim Kardashian. I can provide some suggestions.
Okay.
How you might reach out to her.
Okay.
Her publicist or management team.
Oh, who are, okay. Say, yeah.
It said to research and find Kim Kardashian's publicist.
Say, no, you no, research.
You research. Who's her publicist? How did it summarize Derek's text?
Do I send more?
Yeah, send like two more texts. Okay. Then it'll get after it.
When reaching out, make sure to be clear and concise about your proposal. Highlight the benefits of partnering with Basic Sellers Wine. Show respect for Kim Kardashian's time and interests.
Say, great.
Should I not say Kim K. Kanye was right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
See what they say. Let's see if AI is familiar with the... That's a phrase that could spark a lot of debate. Before saying something like that, consider the context and potential impact. Clarify your intent. This is for a person from outer space or something. How does this help you? Did it summarize Derek's text? I'm really interested in this.
Let's see. All right. Yes, it did. It might have done a good... I don't know what Derek texted, but the summary is actually pretty good. Chicken and pickle next week? Semicolon. Okay.
Yeah,
get off your high horse. Bring paddles? Semicolon. Red bag missing? Period.
I mean, yeah.
Is that a good summary?
Yeah, that was...
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I mean, but it just said exactly what he said with like six fewer words.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me try it.
Every now and then I look over and I see on my computer what Trey is typing, and it's just ridiculous.
Let's see. Does it just say?
Okay.
Did it summarize it?
It gave me a summary. It said, boys food only. Boys food only, comma. Why did Derek get semicolons and you get commas?
I don't know. I guess he was a little more... They're kind of dumbing me down, which I don't respect at all.
Okay. Boys food only, comma. Games, comma. And vibes only. Vibes only.
Boys so food not, only, games, vibes only.
So is it boys food and games or is it vibes only?
Okay.
That's a better example of like, well, obviously I have to open this text. That's it. That's all it said. Boys food only, games, and vibes only.
I feel like it really gave up on mine. Like Derek's, they just kind of like, we can just kind of say it.
All right. Let me click and see what you actually texted.
Oh, sure. Let's see if it did a good job. Let the recties decide.
Just glancing over it and seeing the purple devil emoji. I'm like, what in God's name did you just text me? Hey, y'all. Let's hammer some overs, maybe.
Yeah, they never mentioned the gambling.
They didn't want to hammer overs. We can meet at my house way down under. Parentheses basement.
Yeah, they didn't tell you where or when. Yeah.
Where are the vibes only? Super fun, no women, boys only. Devil emoji. Maybe we eat fries, wings, burgers, carrots. JK. Boys food only. Wait, so it just took exactly what you
that's
said.
A summary.
We can watch all the games and maybe play outside too. Oh, one more thing. Bring the vibes and not the wives, LOL. No balls and chains, just watching guys move the chains. Love you guys. See you soon enough and let's turn up turnips. They didn't mention the vegetables.
Yeah.
The hammering.
All the funny jokes.
Yeah.
That's what AI wants to do. They're going to take the fun out of everything.
That's
I think I'm going to exclusively refer to that kind of cuisine as boys' food. Hey.
Carrots. He's just
party.
Kidding.
Boys' food only.
Hey. I don't want any side salads. I don't want anything green or colorful. Bring chips. I'm having boys only to my house tomorrow with Rachel out of town. Kind of fun. It's going to get real boy up in there.
For the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to get a fun date night, then just a journey, and we'll just... Everything's good, you know. We'll see Hulu. Hopefully that's going good. Hopefully it's probably number one on Hulu right now as you're listening.
That has to feel pretty fun, though, because I mean, every content creator knows the feeling of like uploading, but especially if it's like a video you've put a lot of time into, there's a little bit of a dopamine rush, like, man, I'm excited to upload this one.
Mm-hmm.
When something just like drops on Hulu, that's gonna be a fun day.
you know, I am excited to get some of these clips out. It's nice to review the Grow Up special. And I remember with the first special, like being proud of it for what it was, but there's definitely some, a little bit of like,
Yeah, I'm new at this still. This is my first
grow
time.
Up. Yeah, I'm excited to, there's a lot of fun clips and it'll be great. So thank you guys. We're getting close here.
Yeah, we're close.
How many clips do you think you'll crank out from this one special? You got three songs, four songs?
I think I could get 20 out of it.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, an hour 15? With music.
Which is a great feeling, you know, post one clip, two or three a month for the rest of the year.
Did you have any good crowd work night of the special? You do the homeschoolers thing? Okay, solid then. That's great.
That was fun. We included that. It was something. Oh, yeah, it was a great interaction with, it was Utah from Draper.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like a rich community. So I'm kind of on stage like, oh, is that a rich place? Like, where was, and then she kind of was being funny about the play and the wedding. And I was like, where'd you take her on the honeymoon? He's like, Scottsdale.
Mm.
So that was fun. Riffed on that. I think I called back to it later, but it was a good little touch, you know? I always like to get a little touch. Mm-hmm. I'm not a crowd work guy, but people enjoy it. But dude, it looks, you kind of, I hope people at least will stop and look. Hopefully the strategy is working where a lot of these specials, you know, the most famous guys on the planet, they just do a nice little theater.
Because
it kind of doesn't matter, but. You see the shots of mine, and it looks like I'm in an arena. It's like this
massive. It's like four levels lit really
beautiful. So hopefully at least that'll cause people to be like, who's this guy? You know.
Totally. Look. Did you have to submit like thumbnail photos?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
It's already up, which is cool.
Like coming soon?
Doesn't say that, but if like you search me, because again, it's probably, yeah.
Do you want to pull it up?
Yeah, pull it up. Yeah. The people have seen it, has been out, but.
Oh, cool.
I wrote this. What do you think? Trey Kennedy discusses white people's weddings, homeschoolers, his interest in a fatherhood, and more in this clean comedy special, breaking down how we might all need to grow up in front of a sold out Salt Lake crowd.
That's solid.
Thank you.
Did you edit together a trailer, too, I assume, for Hulu?
A clip.
Okay.
They're like, clips do better, which totally makes sense. Trailers suck. No one shares a trailer. It was just like a good bit.
Beginning, middle, and end. Yeah you got to give them a full meal.
I did the 2 minute. I tried to do something really nice and easy and clean. So it's the 2 minute bit on my sister wanted me to do her gender reveal. Yeah. People love, I feel like it's one of my better punches in the whole set. That's very, very G rated. Just like,
and
you know, was it hard not to tell people the gender of my child? I was like, not at all. You cutting the cake reminded me what it was.
People love it.
Oh, that was great. Cause initially when I wrote that, the punch was just, you know, was it hard not to tell people the gender of my child? And I was just like, I try to, you know, the way I delivered, I'm like, not at all. Like, that was the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of go into, like, what she expect? And then one night I was, like, on stage, I think one of the club nights, I was like, you cut it, it reminded me. Huge
bigger laugh.
I was like, yeah, that's great. It.
All right, I have a quick question. So I tried to find what you were just talking about. I typed in Hulu, Trey Kennedy, comedy special. And then there's something from ABC News posted a month ago. It says, video TikTok with an L. Trey Kennedy on children's book and It's 6 hours and 20 minutes. Did you talk to ABC News for 6 hours and 20 minutes? Look at that.
Wait, click on it. What happens? Dude, it was grueling.
Yeah. I think you would have remembered this.
I was like, I got to go. Like, just one more question.
Huh.
Is it actually 6 minutes and 20 seconds?
No, it's 4:42. So.
Oh.
Egg on my face. All right. Yeah, never mind.
All sorts of press. It's funny too. I mean, this will come out later, but the Variety, you know, Variety?
Yeah.
They're posting like headline. They did Trey Kennedy exclusive Hulu.
Awesome.
And it's funny. I guess to get that, they have to have the exclusive rights to break the news.
Oh, okay.
It's just funny because I've, at them posting it, I said it like 19 places already, but it's whatever.
Yeah, multiple podcasts, your own podcast, Patreon.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning. Sure, Variety. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But here we go. Oh, thanks for adding it, Derek, to your stuff.
Oh, it's on Derek's stuff. It's on Chat Daddy's stuff.
I did, yeah.
Thanks. We've been going an hour plus.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it. That's fun.
Love you guys. Keep listening on Patreon. We have a lot of fun Hawaii updates and what's going on with Katie and me. That's the correct way to say it. And
even though we'll see you next week, I'm going to look way different.
Yeah, that's the motivation.
Wait, yeah.
Because it's almost, when they're recording this, when they'll see you based on how we did that, that's almost a month.
Will it be closer to like 4 weeks?
So you better.
Okay.
Get a good hard look. Get a good hard look. Here's where I look everywhere. Here's how it looks. Yep. All right.
Talk to you next week. Love you guys. Peace. Direct opinion.